Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I'm Harshita. Today is Wednesday, 6th of March, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. Benchmark indices, Sensex and Nifty, are likely to open on a flat to negative note today as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a muted start for the broader index with a loss of 10 points. In the previous session, both indices snapped 4-day winning streak, with the BSE Sensex falling 195 points and the Nifty 50 ending below 22,400 level. Markets are likely to consolidate in the near term, with sectorial rotation and key events lined up. Capital goods, auto, PSU bank, and oil and gas will continue to remain in focus, according to analysts. The short-term trend of Nifty is choppy, and this range-bound action is expected to continue for today's session as well. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to take initiate support at 22,291. On the higher side, it may face resistance at 22,370. Let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Number 1, Zomato. China's Ant Group arm, Antfin Singapore Holdings PTE, is likely to sell up to 2% stake or 17.64 crore shares in Zomato for 2,800 crore rupees through a block deal. The floor price for the block deal has reportedly been fixed at rupees 159.4 per share, which represents a 4% discount from the last traded price. Number 2, Wipro. The IT services company has acquired a 27% stake in SDverse LLC to strengthen its positioning as a leader in software-defined vehicle and cloud car engineering services. The transaction is expected to be completed before the end of March 2024. Number 3, NHPC. The state-run power company has started developing the 1,200-megawatt Jalaun Ultra Renewable Energy Power Park in Jalaun, Uttar Pradesh. The solar park will be developed by Bundelkhand Saur Urja, a subsidiary of the company with an investment of 796 crore rupees. The park is proposed to be set up in 24 months from the investment approval and will generate about 2,400 MUs of electricity every year. Number 4, Tata Technologies. The Tata Group company has appointed S. Sukanya as Chief Operating Officer with effect from March 6. Sukanya was working at Tata Consultancy Services as Senior Vice President and Chief Information Officer earlier. Number 5, Coal India. Chhattisgarh-based Coal India subsidiary Southeastern Coalfields Gevra Mine is set to become the largest mine in Asia. The mine has been granted environmental clearance to expand production capacity to 70 million tons per year from the current 52.5 million metric tons. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. Overnight in the US, stocks slipped for a second session, dragged by steep declines in major tech names such as Apple. The indices slipped from record high territory, with Nasdaq Composite falling 1.65% as technology stocks fell the most. Dow Jones Industrial Average and S&P 500 also fell over 1% each. Asia-Pacific markets fell across the board on Wednesday, mirroring a tech slide on Wall Street led by Apple following a news report that iPhone sales fell in China. Japan's Nikkei 225 dipped 0.2% but managed to stay above the 40,000 mark. South Korea's Kospi slid 0.25%, while Taiwan-weighted index retreated from a record high hit in the previous session. Futures for the Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index point to a higher opener today. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from Amardeo Singh of Angel One about what investors should look for cues after the Q3 earnings seasons and Fed minutes being behind us.
Overall, the Q3 earnings season was more along expected lines, with no significant surprises. The average growth in revenues and net profit over the past five quarters was 14% and 12% respectively, while the revenue and the net profit for Q3 was around 9% and 15% respectively, clearly highlighting that the top-line growth continues to display a subdued trend cutting across sectors. Markets going forward would look at cues as to the US Federal Reserve's outlook on interest rate and inflation, RBI's policy towards liquidity, inflation and rate cut, FII flows, crude oil prices, and overall market sentiments regarding the general election's outcome. These are some of the major drivers that have the potential to impact markets. However, the good part is that India VIX continues to trade within a very comfortable zone of 14 and 18, indicating overall investor positive sentiment. When India VIX starts trading and sustaining above the 20 mark, that would be a sign of nervousness in the markets, as India VIX is also called the fear index. Sectors that are worth keeping a close watch on in the coming weeks and months include the likes of automobile, pharma, real estate, to name a few. However, at the current levels, investors need to adopt a cautious approach given that valuations are significantly higher in many stocks cutting across sectors.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.